This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Gina Kaufman. A decade ago, lovers of hip-hop and soul in Kansas City would gather on Sunday nights at a greasy downtown dive bar to listen to DJs and eat hot wings. MCs would spit rhymes, and pretty soon a breakdancing circle would form. Years later, some of those people, plus a whole new crew, have joined in on a similar event. But now it's in the afternoon, and it involves a lot more crayons. I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR Central Standard. On today's show, Hip Hop Grows Up. Let's go with producer Sylvia Maria Gross to see what that's all about.
A block away from 39th Street in the Volcker neighborhood, I can already hear the music pouring out of the local pub Mo Brew. Windows are wide open on this warm, almost hot day. People are spilling out. It's Sunday, so I have my family in tow, which is all cool because this monthly DJ event has turned into a romper room.
You know, it's like if all the kids from your happy hour at your bar that all had kids and disappeared just all got together one day and brought the kids to the bar.
It's like this is the way to learn the culture. This is how the culture has been passed on forever.
That's Nisha Gambi. She's like everyone's mom. Always grooving with her long silver dreads, she knows a thing or two about raising up a scene. Her kids are grown now. She just had a grandchild. But when they were young, her house was the place where her children's friends all learned how to engineer sound.
There are a lot of hip-hop heads that have children, and they are really family-oriented, and they are bringing their children up in the hip-hop culture, and they want to share that culture with their children. And this is the place to do that.
Part of that culture is music, but also painting, dance, wordsmithing, and a philosophy. While we talk at a picnic table, Nisha and I watch a tiny breakdancer bouncing on the street corner.
So it's best learned in an informal manner with lots of support.
And now he's climbing an awesome 39th Street lamppost.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And a minute ago, he was coloring, you know, so...
Welcome to the one-year anniversary of Soulful Sounds.
Inside, DJ Ataxic is at the tables.
This has been, honestly, I can easily say this has been my favorite gig that I've ever had, ever.
Ataxic, otherwise known as Brian Fisk, started this party with DJ Jock Max about a year ago.
I think it was in June. Somebody had called me and said, hey, I know they serve food. You know, is it a restaurant? Can we bring kids? And I was like, you know what? Let me check.
Mo Brew was fine with it. And for Brian, who's been DJing in Kansas City for 15 years, it was a dream to be able to squeeze in a gig between church and dinner.
It's funny. This is what we call hip-hop and hot wings for old people. So it's different because, you know, that was such a great time period for music here in Kansas City. But, you know, we've all grown up. To be able to still be able to play music and enjoy each other's company along with the full family, it's amazing.
The last element to making it all work, though, came from graffiti artist Scribe.
My mom taught me at an early age that a kid that doesn't have anything to do is going to find a way to break something. And that's when all the art stuff started coming in. We started making the coloring pages.
Scribe's work is all over Midtown and downtown, murals of crazy animals. His real name? Donald Ross. He's now artist in residence at Children's Mercy Hospital. Doesn't that sound grown up? He knows as much as anyone how hard it is to pass your music on to your children.
That was a heartbeat behind everything I did during my building block years. And I want to be able to share that part of it with my kids.
Scribe says kids will listen if they can make memories around music. And that's what he hopes his boys, who are 9 and 12, are doing here.
Hey, Elijah, or Jonah.
Good.
Thomas McIntosh is DJ Jock Max, the other guy behind Soulful Sundays. His daughter is 17.
Our lives as selectors and DJs was always so separate from our families. And for a change, why not have something where it can be all inclusive?
Even Jock's mom is here.
She really kind of engendered the spirit of being a DJ in me. Like, giving me her records and exposing me to music and taking me to buy records.
We used to go to Tigress Records.
Yeah.
You remember Tigress
yes,
Records?
On Independence Avenue.
Always.
And now another generation will have these memories to pass on or reject.
Thing to me.